You might think a Republican governor who heads an important nationwide fundraising committee would lend a hand to a fellow Republican just across the river. But for weeks now, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has given the cold shoulder to New York Republican Rob Astorino in Astorino's race against Governor Andrew Cuomo. It's an unusually public tussle that has hurt Astorino and has also put a new spotlight on Christie's surprisingly close relationship with Cuomo. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein has this news analysis.
From the very beginning, the self-described conservative Republican and the Democratic son of a liberal icon sounded an awful lot alike.
We have the highest tax rates in the nation.
We have the worst business tax climate in the nation.
Our benefits are too rich.
The costs of pensions are exploding.
Reduce and reform New Jersey's habit of excessive government spending.
The state of New York spends too much money.
One of them supported gay marriage, gun control, abortion rights. The other did not. Still.
I defy you to look at the first 6 weeks of the Cuomo administration in Albany and discern much of a difference.
The two share national political ambitions. They share top donors like Ken Langone, the Home Depot founder, and big union support like the Port Authority PBA and the New Jersey Laborers. They share political allies like Rudy Giuliani. Advisors to Christie and Cuomo work at the same consulting firm. The two governors even use the same line in their speeches.
New Jersey is now seen around the country once again, not exclusively as the butt of late-night jokes.
The state government had become literally a joke on late-night TV. Remember that?
Unfortunately, that's one thing they haven't been able to change.
Basically, Cuomo formed a commission promising, you can even look at me. And then when they looked at him, he said, you looking at me? Political payback through traffic congestion. This is New Jersey, a state renowned for its rich first-rate quality of corruption.
It's hard to argue, given what's going on in Washington right now, that an all-out partisan war between Cuomo and Christie would be a good thing. But the cooperation between the two so overpowers their differences that voters can rightly ask whether honest public debate and honest government has been stifled. Exhibit A. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, jointly run by Christie and Cuomo. 3 years ago, late on an August Friday, the two governors issued a statement that the Port Authority had informed them it wanted to raise tolls by $4 on all its tunnels and bridges.
You're kidding, right? That was my response.
I think the proposal is a non-starter.
As we now know, it was not a surprise to either of them. It was all coordinated political theater. The two governors had decided, over the objections of some Port Authority staffers, to ask for a big hike so they could look heroic when it was lowered. Christie and Cuomo sealed the deal at the Lux Beacons restaurant on West 56th Street.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.
Weeks later, as planned, the governors lowered the proposed increase by $2. Because of the sleight of hand, there was no meaningful debate on the level of hike really needed. Fast forward to December 2013. Cuomo's appointee to the Port Authority. Executive Director Pat Foy has just publicly contradicted the Christie administration's explanation of Bridgegate in legislative testimony. Foy says there was no traffic study and calls what happened aberrational and illegal. The Wall Street Journal reports that Christie called Cuomo to complain that Foy was pushing too hard.
And when the story came out yesterday, I called him and said, did we talk about this? And he said, no. And I said, I didn't think so. Good. I want to make sure I'm not going crazy.
I'm sure it is as Governor Christie says it is.
And almost the same time, Cuomo was making his own phone calls to Trenton. A source told the New York Post that Christie and his wife, Mary Pat, had encouraged New York GOP gubernatorial hopeful Rob Astorino to run against Cuomo.
I spoke to Governor Christie this morning, who told me the exact opposite.
Since then, Christie has called Astorino's campaign a lost cause and refused to provide any financial support. A couple of weeks ago, Christie even seemed to forget there was a race in New York.
Governor,
hi.
This is the Senate rep.
Every year, Cuomo holds a fluff event upstate called the Adirondack Challenge, where politicians get to show how game they are to get soaked while whitewater rafting. Two sources tell WNYC, Christie Christie planned to go and pulled out at the last minute. Maybe it's best that the head of the Republican Governors Association didn't appear whitewater rafting with a Democratic governor just a few months before the election, especially in light of what was about to come out.
One of the country's most popular Democratic governors here in the United States is facing his first major political crisis.
The governor created a panel to tackle corruption, then systematically blocked it from probing anything related to himself.
Some days after a devastating report in the New York Times, Governor Cuomo held a press conference. In honor of the event, aides lined up several statements of support, including one from the commission co-chair, which the governor then extensively quoted.
What does he say? Because he's the only one who knows. What does he say? He says there was no interference whatsoever.
But the U.S. attorney from Manhattan, Preet Bharara, was already investigating the governor's handling of the commission. After Cuomo's press conference, Bharara rebuked Cuomo for possible witness tampering. But Christie would not pile on.
I'm not commenting on criminal investigations that are ongoing. I'm just not. So stop asking, because I'm not commenting.
Or maybe Christie is so reluctant to criticize because his team also had a hand in orchestrating statements, just like his counterpart across the river. Last December, Christie's incoming chief of staff helped write legislative testimony for Bill Baroni, a key Bridgegate figure. And just like his counterpart across the river, the New Jersey governor made sure to highlight the talking points.
A mistake was made. And I think the senator admitted that from the testimony I heard, that they believed the traffic study needed to be done, but that they didn't do it appropriately or correctly.
That testimony has been proven false. And just like his counterpart across the river, Christie is now under investigation by the U.S. attorney in his state. For years, both Christie and Cuomo were masters of controlling their parallel narratives in the service of their outsized ambition. Both helped the other tell their stories. But now, for each master of control, federal prosecutors get to write the next chapter. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.